What about fulvestrant? Where are we in the use of this agent clinically today, and where do you think it's heading?
I don't think that the trials of fulvestrant to date really give us a good indication as to where we should be using this drug. The upfront study with tamoxifen versus fulvestrant was essentially a wash, maybe actually in some of the outcome measures, even a little bit favoring tamoxifen. And then in the second line therapy, it seemed to again perform about equally as well as anastrozole. So I think that at this point in time, the sequence and the timing of where you put in the sequence is totally unclear. I think it's reasonable to use the drug, maybe not up front, but I think second line or third line is probably the same. I think this is where you might look at patient preferences in terms of an IM versus a PO drug.
And you collaborated with our group on a study of 261 women with metastatic breast cancer. This is one of the issues that was addressed, and we found about a third of them preferred monthly intramuscular injection. Were you surprised at that?
Yes, I'm very glad we undertook this study because I would have guessed that it'd be 10% or lower that would prefer an IM injection. I mean, I've just always assumed that oral drugs are preferable if they're equally effective. So I was surprised to see that that many patients preferred an IM injection, and I think it's an eye-opening experience for me. I need to really query my patients a little more when I start looking at these options.